Okay, today we're learning Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, but we're still holding on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph toward the bottom of the page at the two dots. Now the Mishnah said, "Oh Shahayu Anavav Merubin." If let's say there were more berries on the hadas than there were leaves, it's pasul. Some Rav Chista Davar Zer Rabbeinu Agadol Amaro VaMakom Yebe Ezro. This is something that Rav had said, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him. That Lo Shanu Ella BeMakom Echad. When do we say that having too many berries is going to make a pasul? That's only if all those berries are clustered in one place. Aval b'shnayim u'shlosha mekomos, but if the berries are spread out in two or three different spots on the hadas, even if there are more berries than there are leaves, kosher, it's still going to be kosher. Amale Rava, so Rava says, no, shnayim u'shlosha mekomos havi menumar, if the berries are spread out over two or three places, so then it's as if it's like a spotted hadas, u'pasal, and that's going to be pasal, because that's ugly. Anything that's spotted, it's uneven, is not hadar, and that's going to be a reason to pasal. Eli'i itmar, if you want to say over Rav's teaching, hachi itmar, here's what Rav really said. Oshay anav mruv me'al of pasal, that the Mishnah had said that if you have more berries than leaves, it's possible. That what did Rav say? Lo shanu ela anav of shchoros. That's only a problem if the berries that you're talking about are black, because they already began to dry out. Normally when they come in, they're first green, and then they become black. Aval anav of yirokos, mini dahadasu. But if the anav and the berries are green, then that's like it's part of the hadas. It looks just like the rest of the hadas. And it's not going to be a problem of a lack of hidur. The kosher, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Amrav papa adumos kishchoros damyan. If the berries are red, meaning they're not black, nor are they green, it's like they are black. That we have such a similar halacha when it comes to dam nida. If let's say a woman doesn't see red dam, she sees black dam, so she's tame, because we assume black dam is really red dam that has just been deoxidized or something like that. It's been somehow ruined and therefore appears to be black. But anything that's not a green berry on the hadas is going to be the same as a black berry on the hadas. So main point number one on Lamed Gimel and Beis, red and black berries are the same, just like by Nida, but green berries on a hadas are absolutely kosher. Now says the Gemara further. We had said in the Mishnah that if you have more berries than leaves on the hadas, it's pasul. But in miatan kosher, it's not necessarily pasul forever. You can make it kosher by pulling the berries off. So the miatinu emas. When did you pull these berries off that makes it kosher? Ilema mekami delagde. If you did it before you bound up the lulav together with the hadas and the aravos, pshita. Of course it's kosher. What's the chiddush? Meaning there's no problem of tasa melamenasud, because you removed the berries before you included the hadas in the bundle. And there's no psul of nidcha, because it wasn't possible at any time that it was roi for the mitzvah. Meaning nidcha is only going to be an issue if something was roi for the mitzvah at one point, and then it was nidcha from the mitzvah. But if you remove the berries before you ever put the hadas in the lulav, or with the lulav, it never was roi to begin with. So no, we must be talking about a case in the Mishnah where you pulled off the berries after you already bound up the lulav. And the Mishnah is teaching us that we don't have a din of tasav lamanasoi by lulav. It's perfectly fine for it to be min ha'asoi by lulav. So Gemara says, nevertheless, we should pasul it because dicha me'akarahu. At the time that you bound the lulav, the hadas was pasul because it had more berries than it had leaves. So at the time that it became ro'i for the mitzvah, it was pasul. And anything that's dachli from the mitzvah, from its very outset, from its very birth, should be pasul. What about the fact that the Mishnah says it's kosher, tifshot minah? So you see from our Mishnah that even if there is a din of dichoy by mitzvos, dichoy me'akara lo havidichoy, maybe dichoy only applies to something that's near a vinidcha, but not to something that's dachoy me'akara. What does that mean? That means that if something was never kosher to begin with, and now you've, for the very first time, kashered it, so that is more likely to be kosher than something that was once kosher, became pasul, and now is becoming kosher again. Because if something, and that's what we call nira v'nidche, if something was once kosher and then became pasul, so that's like an active rejection of the item. And any active rejection of the item is always going to be much stronger than just the fact that something wasn't there to begin with. I always give the Talmidim a mashal. I said, imagine you have a boy that tries out for the basketball team, and he's not very good, but he tries out for the basketball team. He's a member of the school, he tries out, and he gets cut, he doesn't make the team. And then he starts working out, and he takes lessons, and he practices a lot. Sometime in the middle of the season, he becomes good enough to make the team. They don't put him on the team. He was ra'ui. They rejected him, so he went through that rejection. Just because he becomes ra'ui later on does not make him okay for the team. But let's say you have a kid transfers in from another school for the basketball team. So a kid transfers in from another school in the middle of the season, they might still put him on the team because he was never rejected from the team. That's the difference between nir v'nidche and dachui me'ikara. So says the Gemara, maybe it's not a raya. Li'ola, maybe really our Mishnah is talking about a case, basar da agde, that it's after you already bound up the lulav. Kasavar eger has mana bialmahu. Maybe the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the binding of the lulav with the adasim and the aravos is simply a preparation of the mitzvah, but it doesn't make it a shame lulav. We don't say, oh, now it's a lulav. So that's not really called dichui, even though it had berries on it after it was already bound up. Has mana bialmahu lav klumhu. The fact that it's just prepared for the mitzvah doesn't really do anything. But if it had more berries after Yontif already began, and at the time that Yontif started the lulav was pasul, that's where we would apply the principle of dichui etzel mitzvos. And even if it was dachi me'ikara, since the zman mitzvah already arrived, we would say that it's not ra'ui. So let's go weiter in the Gemara. So we had said in the Mishnah that a hadas that had more berries than leaves is pasul, but you pull off the berries, it becomes kosher. But the Mishnah had said, but you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So the Gemara already explained that that's only if the leaves were black, or I mean, the berries were black or red, but if the berries were green, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, ha'avar v'likton mai kosher. What would the halacha be if you didn't pay attention to this halacha and you picked off the berries? So the halacha would be that the hadas would not be kosher. Well, the ashkaremas, when did these berries become black? If they became black before Yom Tov started, so then this was never something that was right to begin with. It was nidcha meikara. And therefore we already said that's why it would be kosher. So we would see from our Mishnah that it's kosher, that something that's dichui, that's nidcha meikara, that was never ra'i to begin with and was nidcha from the very outset, and now for the very first time has become ra'i, that it's not called dichui, that it's kosher. Elolav, no, it must be, in order that we shouldn't be able to have a clear raya from our Mishnah, it must be the Ashchor bi Yom Tov, that we're talking about, that the berries became black on Yom Tov. Meaning, when Yom Tov started, the Hadas was perfectly kosher. It was Nira. And then the berries became black. So it was Nidcha. And now you're removing the berries. So it is becoming kosher again. So Nira v'nidcha hu. So we see that's a case of Nira v'nidcha. So Shamat Mina, we would then see from our Mishnah, Nira v'nidcha, Chozer v'nira, that even though something was once ra'ui and became no longer ra'ui, it can become ra'ui again. So Gemara says, look, not a proof. Li'olam da'ashchur me'ikara. Maybe really it became blackened before Yom Tov. And dichui me'ikara de'lo havi dichui. And the din is that which is rejected from the very outset is not totally rejected. Tifshot mina, we could be poshet from our Mishnah, that just like if there were many berries when Yom Tov started, so it was never right for the mitzvah, if you took off those berries, it becomes ra'i for the mitzvah, it's kosher. So you see, dichui me'ikara can become kosher again. Aval nira v'nidche, chozer v'nira lo tifshot. Yeah, so that we can answer, but the shaila of nira v'nidche, whether something that was once kosher and then was actively rejected from its kashrus, can that once again become kasher? That we have no raya from our Mishnah. So we do have a raya in the case of dichon hekara. We do not have a raya in the case of nira v'nitcha. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that has a machlokas whether you're allowed to pull off the berries of the hadas and yom tov. Tan rabbanan, you have a hadas that's possible because it has too many black berries on it. Ein mematim yom tov. You're not allowed to pull off those berries on yom tov. Mishum b'lazer Reb Shimon amru mematin. But b'lazer Reb Shimon, first time we see such a shita, says, yeah, it's mutter, it's okay. You're allowed to pull off the berries. I will come a second mana, but isn't it a violation of tikkun mana? Aren't you making a kli by pulling off the berries? Be yom tov on yom tov. So Ravashi kion shaliktan la'achila. No, you're not being masakin mana because it's not clear when you're pulling off the berries that you're trying to make the hadas a better hadas. Maybe you're pulling off the berries to eat them, so you're pulling them off and you're eating them not to be machsha the hadas. And Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon is the son of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is the famous shita that a davar shenu miskaven is mutter. So as long as you're pulling off the berries of the hadas without the intention of doing a malacha of making a kasher hadas, you're just doing it with the intention of eating. So that's perfectly fine because it's davar shenu miskaven. So even though you had, in fact, made it kosher. So Gemara says, "Aye, but Va'abai v'Ravadami Tarvayu Mother Rabbi Shimon Psik Reisha V'lo Yamos." But when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if it's what we call Psik Reisha, if it's a definite result, that even though I don't intend when I flip this switch that the light is going to turn on, but every single time you flip the switch, light is going to turn on. You can't call that a Davar Sheino Miskaven. If it's Psik Reisha, you know for sure it's going to happen. So what? I'm going to say, "Oh, I'm not intending to kosher this hadas for the mitzvah. I'm just eating these berries." But every single time you pull off the berries, as long as you pull off enough of them, it's going to be mesakin mana. So it says Gemara, hachamai askin and de isla yashan achriti. Maybe we're talking about over here where you don't really need this hadas for the mitzvah. You have another hadas that you could use for the mitzvah. You're pulling off these berries, stam to eat, and it's not called a tikkun mana because you don't need that this hadas has to be kosher. You have another hadas. So that's different than a psik reisha, which is asr, because over there, there's, regardless of what you want, when you cut off the head of a chicken, for example, you are violating the Tilas Neshama. But over here, if you have another hadas, you're not really being misakin anything. There's nothing inherently better about a hadas without leaves than a hadas with leaves, other than the mitzvah. But if you're not going to necessarily use this for the mitzvah anyway, so then you haven't really been misakin anything. Tan Rabbanan, last little piece before the Mishnah. Hutar agdo. If the binding or the tying that binds the lulav together becomes untied, bi yom tov, on yom tov, and you can't tie it back on yom tov because you're not allowed to make knots on yom tov. You're not allowed to make a kesher shel kayama. And this kesher that binds the lulav is a kesher shel kayama because you plan on leaving it like that forever. So ogdo ke aguda shel yerek. The way to bind it back together is by just wrapping something around it several times, like an aguda of a yerek, that they would take a string and just wrap it around it without making an actual knot. Vamai, why does the Braisa say to tie it like an aguda shel yerek, which is very, very shvach a knot? It's a very weak way to hold it together. Lian v'meyanev, can't you just tie a regular bow, which is like a half of a knot, and that way it will at least last a little bit better than an aguda shel yerek, and it won't be an nisr malacha an yom tov? So the Gemara says, "Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar aniva kshirim al yasehi." We must be following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that tying even a bow is considered a real kasher, and therefore would be asr on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, Rabbi Yehuda eged mal yisabai. If the brisa is following Rabbi Yehuda, then you really need a proper eged in order for it to be kasher. He's the one that holds the lulav tzarich eged mida oraisa. He derives it from aguda seizov. So the Gemara says, "Haytana, whoever the author of this brisa is, savala kavasei bechada, holds like Rabbi Yehuda that tying a bow is asr on Shabbos, but the palagalei bechada holds that you don't really need a kesher shel kayama in order to make your hadas and lulav kasher. You don't really need the eged to be a real full-fledged eged." So a couple of more main points over here before we stop at the Mishnah. If you pick berries that blackened before Yom Tov, it's kosher. And that's a raya that dichui meyakara is not dichui. But we're still not sure about something that was nir v'nidcha, whether nir v'nidcha is dachui or not. That we
we still haven't resolved. And then the last main point, taking berries is not called tikkun mana because it's a davar shein miskaven, and it's also not a psik reishin because we're talking about a case where you have hoshana achriti, you have another hadas that you could just as easily use. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up on at the Mishnah on the bottom line, Gimel and Beis next time.